This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 23 of the T's and C's Apply podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tig, and this episode is for everyone who's ever had that awkward voice cracker. Oh yeah, I'm just going over there to visit my friend.
What? Wait.
No?
What was that?
That's when you're a teenage boy and you're going through puberty and you have that awkward voice.
Oh
awkward
my
change.
God.
So yeah, that intro basically means that we're talking about puberty today.
That intro was so weird.
Do you want me to change it?
No. I just wasn't expecting you to come out with that.
You forgot I used to do that as well, didn't it? The start. Yeah. That weird start. She never knows what I'm about to say. Never
no,
prep her for
I
it.
I really don't like. But yeah, as I said, in this episode, we're going to be talking about all things puberty.
Yeah. All
what
that
a fun topic.
What a fun time. Huh?
Yeah.
Good soup. Huh?
Good soup.
Yeah, it's going to be a learning journey, I think, today. A lot of people are going to learn nothing new because you're mostly over the age of 18. So you've all been through this.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's an important topic to talk about as well because there's a lot of younger people that are listening to the podcast now. So hi, guys.
Hi to all my students listening.
We just
this
wanted
is for
to
you because... You know, it's not really covered very well in education.
But
definitely not covered in a humorous way. It's not made to, it's not a laugh matter.
It needs to be covered in a humorous way, but there are a lot of people that don't know and understand fully about puberty. So we're here to help you out, guys.
Yeah, and if you're a parent who's got any kids and you don't want to have the conversation, just pass them over to us.
Yeah, have the chat with them, though. We recommend that.
Yeah, or just put them on this podcast. Send them the YouTube link and say, listen to these two idiots. Okay, they've been through it all. They've obviously had a lot worse happen to them. You'll be fine. Just listen to that. Leave me alone. Come back in an hour with any questions.
My headset is catching me here, lad. Sorry now.
Yeah, so.
I'll fix myself.
So basically, we would be your puberty guides for the next hour.
I'm sorry. I apologize in advance.
Should we just get into it?
Let's get into it. So for people that don't understand, puberty is when a child's body begins to develop and change as they become an adult. So they're basically going through change.
Or if you're from Carlow, this happens to you when you're 27. Sorry, I had to get a Carlo slag in there.
Oh my God, you know what? Even after being at Sue Johnny's podcast last night, like Carlo people, he got raw deal.
Can we state actually before we start this whole thing, two lads who've done very well, who've gone through puberty very well and come back out the other side. You know, the two Johnnies, they put up some performance last night.
Oh my God.
Incredible.
If you don't listen to the two Johnnies podcast, go and do so.
Or if you are the two Johnnies.
Listen to ours first. Hello. But you know what I mean? Go and listen to the two Johnnies. Like, we seen them live last night and I have to say, like, they literally threw it out of the park. It was incredible.
And I'm sure they've probably discussed puberty many a time.
Yeah, and you know what? It was a very hard thing for them to do, like to do a live podcast, whatever about putting on a show and everything else, but to do a live podcast and all the segments and stuff like that they threw into it, like was just...
They've set the ball very... The bar is very high.
Nearly too high.
So I'm just saying, if you ever expect us to play the Tree Arena, we're not going to be doing it to that level, okay? No. Lower your expectations.
Massively. Let's get back to
get back to puberty here in a second. Let's get back to puberty, okay? Right. Like, I'm obviously a science teacher, but I'm going to hand this over to Chelsea to tell us about the ins and outs. What's the standard? What's the standard age for people going through puberty?
Oh my God. Why give me the reins?
Because I'm going to go for all the extra details.
Well,
you
first
don't
of all,
know.
I'm going to give you the signs anyway of puberty. So with girls, it's developing breasts and starting their periods. Now, I will say, me personally, like when I started my period, it was so terrifying.
You've got me wondering now, am I fine going through the female puberty? Jesus, these boobs are coming true. Fine, lip and neck.
It was, I have to say, it's a very, for boys and girls, it's a very scary time of your life to like...
Well, the thing is, right, with puberty, like it's at an age that a lot of the time parents don't feel comfortable talking to them about it and it's not really covered at school until you're about 12 or 13. And for girls, like, not that I'm not going to explain, I'm not going to mansplain to you what it's like to go through periods and stuff like that, but like they can start as early as eight years of age.
Yeah, normally so that's around what 11, I was gonna say.
But like you're not taught about in school till 12 or 13.
No, that's why I think it should be, and I think it actually is started to be taught earlier.
It's
in school, am I right in saying that?
In first year in Ireland it's taught, so you kind of have it around 12 years of age,
but I think, like, it's actually been brought into primary school. I could be wrong in saying this now, but any parents out there, let me know if I'm wrong, but I'm nearly sure I heard my cousin, he's in primary school right now, and he's actually been taught about it in sixth class, which is the right thing, because again, like Tyke said, there's boys out there that are developing early signs of puberty at the age of 8, 9, 10. Like, that's quite
early. Puberty
tends
to hit girls a lot sooner than it hits boys.
Yeah.
So boys tend to be a little bit later. It's normally like the girls are like 11, boys tend to be 12 when they, like I said, the average. It's not obviously going for everyone, but boys tend to be a little bit later regardless, which is why when you come into like first year, you'll always see girls are a lot taller than boys. Because they've hit puberty just a little bit earlier. So like that's when you'll find that you can play mixed rugby, mixed soccer, whatever, because the girls would just bully the lads around the place if they really wanted to. And I love that. Oh God, it makes me so happy to see them just being pushed around the place. And like, go on girl, get stuck in.
But for any boys out there that aren't aware of, you know, the early signs of puberty in them, boys develop a larger penis and tentacles and a deeper voice.
Hold
and
on,
more
they develop tentacles. Holy crap, we're octopus now. Chelsea.
Oh my God.
You've been going out with a man for almost an entire year. You've been in previous relationships. How many of us have you seen with tentacles? I'm going to correct that misconception. Okay. Men do not have tentacles. Oh my God, what kind of videos are you watching online?
Okay, let's
that's
that
staying
again.
In. That's staying in. Okay. No. Clip it. Okay, let me take over the man side of things. I think you should stick with the women ones and I'll stick with the men ones, okay?
Sorry, lads. As testicles. Testicles, not tentacles. Oh, what a great start to this episode.
What do you know about puberty?
This is why me and Tyke will never make it to Tree Arena.
If we ever do, I'm bringing out a fella who's just got about 10 tentacles all over the... Anyway, going back to it. Fellas, kind of around 10, 11, 12, you're going to start, your penis is going to get a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Okay? If you're lucky, you're going to get a lot bigger. But that doesn't matter either. And you're going to develop testicles. Now, your testicles are already inside you, but it's more the motion.
Well, the people are watching YouTube video.
I'm clipping it. It's going to be on TikTok and Instagram now.
Emotions.
Anyway, now
let's actually get through a full episode. Okay, come on, get your shit together, girls. Okay,
that's it. They're two big factors, but there's other stuff that happens to men. Some stuff, and kind of some of them happen to women as well. We get broad shoulders, so men kind of develop this kind of, I like to call it the upside down Dorito. That kind of triangular shape. Your shoulders get a bit broader, and then your waist comes out a little piece, but not much. For women, it develops way wider. So your hips start to broaden completely.
Yeah, we get the hip dips.
The hip dips. What are those?
If you don't know what's the hip dips,
you're going to have to explain.
How do I describe hip dips? So it's like, basically, like our like you said, our hips become a lot.
They kind of get that hourglass.
Hourglass. But say when a girl's like standing straight, you will kind of see. So she has the hourglass, but there's kind of like a dip in her hip area from a hip down to her, right. Say her thighs.
Okay.
There's a little bit of a dip. Like say if I stood up, you'll actually see here, I'll have a little bit of a dip. That's right. Every girl. And like a lot of girls are very conscious of that.
Why?
I don't, because it just doesn't look nice. Like say if you're wearing like if you're wearing shorts or if you're wearing a bikini, especially if you're wearing a bikini, that's why a lot of girls wouldn't wear a bikini, because when they're standing straight, you can see the hip dips.
Really?
Yeah. It's just the way they're like, they're, it's like from their hip and when it connects to the thigh, there's like a little bit of it. It's like a dint in your, it's very hard to describe. You have to kind of see it.
I kind of get you, but.
I guarantee you the girls out there will agree with me that hip dips are a pain in the ass.
And I guarantee you most fellas out there are wondering the same thing I was like,
what the really fuck is a hip dip?
Like,
it's all in the head. Yeah.
But anyway, so the average age, like we said, the average age for girls to start their puberty is 11, but it's normally the age that it's usually about between 8 to 13 mm-hmm. that they usually, I think I was 9 when I started my.
Here's a question I have for you, okay?
Go
and
on.
I put it into part of my research because I had to ask this question. When you had your first period, were you embarrassed by it? Or were you ready? Did you expect it? Or like, did you know what a period was?
I had an idea of what a period was purely from like my aunts and stuff, like my mom and stuff would have told me to, but it's like, it's hard to describe. Even though I knew what a period was, when I got it, I still panicked.
Yeah.
I was petrified. I'll never forget it. I was at home and it was just me and my two brothers and I got my period. My mom wasn't home at the time and I got my period and I remember just screaming on the stairs.
That kind of thing, is it?
I remember, I'm not even kidding. I remember just being in the bathroom and Sean was downstairs. I remember just screaming down the stairs going, Sean, I'm bleeding. Now Sean obviously knew exactly what it was and he was like,
Sean was like,
calm down.
I ain't going over there, thanks very much. You'll be all right.
No,
is that
in
your
fairness,
nose?
Like he
no, I'm not coming up.
In fairness, he could have, like Sean probably doesn't even remember this, like, but he could have easily like got really, really weirded out and stuff like that. But he was so nice about it and he was very comforting about it. He was like, Chelsea, it's your period, calm down kind of thing. But he wasn't being like, oh, just get over it. He was like, it's just your period, calm down, don't panic, it's okay. And he went, he got me like a hot water jar. You know, put
and
out like
this
he gave me like
is another
clean
reason
PJs.
Why Sean is the number one child.
That's why Sean's the golden child.
You are the golden child, Sean.
I have to say, I was scared because of the fact that there was no female in the house at the time. Like my mom, I don't know where she was. My mom was not there, so it was just my brothers. And Scott just didn't fucking entertain me at all. But Sean was like straight away, like when I like shout down the stairs, Sean was like, Chelsea, it's just your period. Like calm down,
fair
don't worry about it. He went and made me a hot water jar and like, you know, put on like a movie on the TV and just told me to lie up on the couch because it was my first period. Oh my God. Like this is one thing I want to like make very known to males out there.
Okay.
The fucking period cramps, lads, are
brutal.
Oh my, like there's nothing like it. Girls, back me up when I say this. There is nothing worse than period cramps. It genuinely is so painful. And when I was younger, right up until like my mid-teens, I would have gotten extremely bad period cramps to the point where like I'd have to like come out of school and stuff like that. Like, I just wouldn't be able
to
bear
them.
Do
you know what? I weirdly have a fact about that one.
Go on.
Okay, now again, this is hard to find in Ireland because for some reason, Ireland just doesn't like to talk about this stuff.
People get
it's
weird
still
about
a bit taboo,
about shit
where
like
I'm
it,
like,
yeah.
You know what? Feck it.
It's
like,
a natural thing to talk
it's
about.
It's the most natural thing. 50% of the world's population go through it, so you might as well, like, discuss it.
Yeah.
350,000 girls over in the UK every year miss some, at least 1 to 2 days of school because of their period.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
That's an insane amount of people.
Because you're in a lot of pain. Like,
yeah.
People just think, oh, it's your period, go over. But you have to remember, girls go through this every month. Like, they go through this once a month where they're genuinely whiny in so much pain that half the time, like, there were moments where, like, I genuinely couldn't even stand. I'd be like, keel, like, I'd be like leaning over counters in school. you know what I mean? I wouldn't talk to anybody. Tears would be coming to my eyes. I'm like, I just want to go home. I just want to go. And like carrying like heavy book bags and everything else in their back wasn't how, because
doesn't help
as well. When you get when a girl now again, this is just me personally. Girls, I could be, you know, you could be totally different. But like when girls get their period cramps, it actually travels through their back. And like I find I get very very bad back pains as well. Like.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'd be like walking around like rubbing the bottom of my back. So instead of having the hot water, sometimes I'd have a hot water jar on my tummy and a hot water jar on my back because the pain just shoots through your back. Like,
do you know what one of my old school did? And it was more the women in the science department did, and I thought this was genius. And I think more schools should adopt this kind of thing.
Yeah,
because it's not something that's like wholesale across all education. The ladies in my science department made sure that we had at least 4 or 5 hot water bottles available in the science department at all time.
Oh my god, that's, and we obviously had kettles. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we had kettles because we'd obviously be able to boil water and stuff like that. And if a girl came looking, and quite often, like me being, I was the head of the science at the time, a girl would come to me and be like, any chance of a hot water bottle? They would come to me in private, or they'd come
idea.
To one of the other teachers or whatever, and like you'd have 4 or 5 of them. Because when you think about it, like in your average school, if there was 600 students, 300 of them are going to be girls.
Yeah.
You're looking at least, you know, a couple of people being on their period every day inside in a school. Someone's going to need
I think
a
every
water
school
bottle.
I think every school should adopt that. That's a great idea. I love that. I wish my school had that.
And the other thing that I think as well that should be taken into account more, and I've seen some schools do it, and it's still, again, not all over. I'd love to know if you're a teacher out there, does your school do something like this? Back to that statistic where there was 350,000 girls per year would miss school. Some of it is down to the cramps, and some of it is down to not actually being able to afford the sanitary products while in school.
The price of like feminine products.
We'll come to it. We'll come to it later
mental.
On. But again, going back to some of my old schools, I know certainly in my second last school, they had like a nurse's kind of area where like if you were ill in any sort of way, you
like
would
a
go
nurse's.
See.
Yeah, a nursing station.
Right. Not all schools have that. But in our old one, they did. And if you were someone who couldn't afford sanitary products or whatever, you could go there and get your stuff for free.
That's a great idea.
I think it's great because it kind of takes away that fear of what happens if I have a period in school and I don't have stuff with me and I can't afford to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Because like it period poverty, it's not fair.
No, it's not. Because at the end of the day, like the girls don't ask for this. You know what I mean? We don't ask to get like our periods once a month. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it's not fair for especially younger girls to have to like pay out. Like, I actually like, I think they're like 5-6 euro. At once they were like €3 a box or something like that.
Let me hit you with some stats.
Go on.
Okay. So again,
because it's a freaking joke, man.
I hate that I have to do this through the UK stuff, but it's really hard to find all this information from Ireland. But bear with me, okay? The average cost of sanitary products per year in the UK is about £128. That's what an average woman would spend.
Come on.
Yeah, it's a lot. Now, this is where my scientific brain becomes a real pain in the ass because I had to then do a lot more math than that because I was like, well, now I need to know what it costs over the like length of time that you'd be having periods. So the, standard. This is what that was just on a Tuesday.
This is the common thought.
Common thing that I would do on it. Yeah, Tuesday after school. Like, what do you do for 20 minutes? I'm going to just Google how many periods a woman would have in her life. If you take the average age that a woman would be when she goes through menopause, okay, normally, I know it's 40s to 50s in general, but
it's different.
Again, what I found online said around 51. So if we take 51 and then the average age of puberty, which is like 11, you got 40 years of periods, right? Multiply
that's
40.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. So 40 years of periods, multiply that by £128 a year.
Now, as well, you have to take into consideration when a woman has a child, she doesn't have a period at all.
Listen.
I'm just saying, there could be 9
I'm
months there.
I'm just going with the bare stats. I can't take into account how many women are having babies and all that. This is basic maths. I'm not trying to write a fucking PhD on this stuff. Right, if there's any university that wants me to do a PhD, I'll go do it for you, all right?
Go on with your facts.
Anyway, so if we just take it into account, no babies along the way, 51, average age of 11. Jesus, I feel like I'm being quality assessed here. It's about £5,120 over your 40
lifetime.
Years.
Right,
Your lifetime of periods, okay? Now, here's things you could have had instead of the cost of all that stuff.
Oh, wow, just going to depress me, right, okay.
You could have bought, instead of all those sanitary products.
I feel like we need to have like a game show kind of
sound over it.
Sound over this.
Cue the music.
You, what you could have had if you didn't have a period.
Here's what you could have won.
Go on.
15,360 Freddo bars.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of chocolate.
I'd choose them. You could have had a 48-day holiday in Spain.
No way.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Or you could have had 2 months rent in Dublin.
Oh my God. Only 2 months?
Yeah. On the current housing market anyway.
Oh, lads, does that not show you the housing crisis now? You can only pay for 2 months. Oh, wow. That's mental.
Yeah.
That's mental.
It's crazy, isn't it? Good old Dublin.
See, just goes to show, it actually, like, this is what annoys me. It costs women to go through, like, you know, to go through the menstrual cycle. Do you know what I mean? It's actually costing us.
It's an expense.
We're out of pocket here, lads.
You could have been living in the city centre there for that.
I could have been, sunning in Spain. Hmm. Like, do you know what I mean? I just think women, like, I know there's a few places. Is it Lidl?
I've just clued into the fact that the holiday in Spain is the exact same length of time almost as what you would have as renting in Dublin.
Yeah.
That actually shows how expensive it is. You could live in Spain for 2 months, like your average holiday, just having the grey crack every day, or live
just pay
in Dublin.
Basic rent in Dublin, like. What
shocking.
Does that tell you? But like, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a Lidl. I could be wrong.
Lidl's had a program where they had were a program giving them away for free.
They were giving them away, which
it's great.
It's completely right. Like, it's mental. The price, like, the price of tampons. So there's, like, some women are different. Some women use hand towels. Some women use tampons. I personally use tampons. They're like 5-6 euro a box of 10. Like,
it's mental.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's actually insane.
Money.
And you could go through 2 boxes a day in one menstrual cycle.
Hold on. How many boxes a day?
Not a day. Did I say a day?
I thought you said a day there. Did you say you go through 2 boxes a day? No. That reminds me of that quote from Mean Girls. You ever that quote from Mean Girls?
I can't help it if I've got a heavy flow and a wide set vagina.
Yeah, I can't do this.
Not a day.
Put you in the burn book.
Jesus Christ, has some flow if you're going through 2 boxes a day. No, because again, some girls are different. Some girls could have their period that could last 2-3 days. Some girls last 7 days. Like when I was in my early teens, when I got my first period up to my early teens, like my period could last 2 weeks. Do you know what I mean? Like that's a lot of sanitary products to go through.
That's a quarter of a month. Like
that's mental. Now, as I've gotten older, mine only lasts like three days max. But like there are girls out there that are going through it a lot longer. Can you imagine how much that cost their parents? Do you know what I mean? Having to go through that. This is why I'm like, sanitary products, female products should be free. Should be. Fucking 100%. Condoms are free in places.
In some places. Also
mean?
Depends on the condoms. But yeah.
No, like, but do you know what I mean? This is
I get you. I'm
condoms
with you.
Are free, but yeah, female products are not.
Mm-hmm.
And women don't have a choice. They have to go through this. This is what baffles me. It's actually like, I'm not saying like men don't go through it. Now, isn't there something that men go through? Don't men go through like some sort of like a monthly hormone thing?
What, we synchronize with you?
No.
We're just moody bastards.
That's another
bastards.
Thing as well
that's
for people don't understand that about women. Women synchronize.
Well, do you know
if
what?
You spend long enough in, if you, like say, if you live with a female or something like that, women's periods synchronize.
Yeah.
So like I could have mine this week and then the girl I live with could be next week, or they could actually genuinely synchronize.
Apparently
that
rumor has been dispelled though.
Oh?
Apparently so. But I'm not going to lie. I've lived with loads of women over my time. And pretty much in all scenarios, you all sync up with the alpha female.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, sure, it might be dispelled by science, but it still actually happens quite regularly.
Yeah.
So explain that.
Any woman that I've lived with now, we would synchronize. And so it's always a week apart. It's mental. So it's like,
do you know what I learned about my
time? If I got mine, they'd be like, oh shit, that means I'm doing mine next week. I didn't know.
Do you know what I always took from that as well? Because I like lived, obviously I had 2 sisters growing up.
Yeah.
And then when I went to college, I lived with like at least 3 girls every year that I was there. Some years there was like 5 girls living in the house.
Right.
And I would be like the only guy. One thing I always learned was like when they all synchronize, you either become the butler and you become super nice and you're like, oh, I'll bring you chocolate or take you wherever you want or whatever. We'll watch The Notebook or whatever. Or you just get the hell out of there and just leave them all alone.
Yeah, see, some women are different. Some women just kind of go in on themselves or some are just
either they want cuddles and they want the affection and attention and looked after, or they want you to stay away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hit and miss. It's all got to do with your hormones.
Yeah, it's all hormones.
Yeah, it's all hormones.
Which is like, fair enough.
It's a hormone release.
But from a guy's side of things, right? And this is a message for all the young fellas out there. It's good to know when they're on their period. You don't ever ask them if they're on their period. That is a big mistake.
Don't ever ask.
That is a big mistake.
Are you in bad form because you're on your period?
Shock mistake.
No!
Right? If that's in your head, then you need to go out to the shop, buy some chocolate, take it home, and then leave and just get out of the way. Okay? Because as soon as you've made that assumption.
This is my question to all the males out there. Why do you instantly go for chocolate? Cut that out.
Because a lot of you're like
different.
An anomaly. You don't like the chocolate, right? She doesn't like chocolate. But a lot of like women chocolate. Will be like, give me chocolate. I need chocolate.
Yeah. I'm polar opposite. I'm like, why are you giving me chocolate? Why?
And I'm like, okay, here's flowers. Okay, I'm bye. Okay? But the thing is, right, and guys, you need to see it from this point of view, right? Imagine for 7 days, imagine for 7 days a month, you just randomly bled out the top of your penis. Would you not be a little bit angry and upset at times too? Like,
exactly.
It makes sense. Don't annoy them, okay? They bleed, we don't. Period parties.
Yeah.
Have you heard of them?
Yeah. Never been to one. Which I don't even know why these are a thing. Like,
hey, imagine if you guys start getting invites from your younger cousins
me
for this.
To a beauty party, I'd be like, get to France.
I don't think this is necessarily a bad idea. So for anyone who hasn't heard of it, right, a period party is something that happens for young girls when they have their first period.
Must be an American thing,
right? It definitely started in America. You know it, right? Where essentially when you have your first period, you invite all of your girlfriends over. And you have a little night celebrating it, like lots of games.
Celebrating it? You don't celebrate your period, lads.
Hold on. Why not?
Why would you?
Why not? It's the next stage of your life. What around?
I can't think of anything worse than having a period party. When I have my period, fucking just leave me alone.
Hold on. Is
just
that not a great opportunity to have a girls' night?
Yeah, but like just have a girls' night. Don't call it a period party. That's weird, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's my recommendation, though.
Right. What?
This would be the funniest thing. And I think if you have a child and they decide they want to have a period party, great. But you got to play this one trick on it, right?
Go on.
All the girls get invited over.
Yeah.
And invite one, maybe two boys. And don't tell them what the period party is about. Just tell them it's a party. Confuse the hell out of them.
That just made it even weirder.
That's what. But like, line up all your standard stuff. Like, I've done my research on this now. So like, you might have like red velvet cake. You might have like chips and ketchup. Like the whole theme that they do of this is like red, basically. You know, about periods.
Everything's just red.
Everything's just red. Cranberry juice or whatever, and like you might have in Ireland. It's probably like Tenora. TK Red, Red Lemonade. But line them all up. Obviously, all the girls know, don't tell the lads. Just invite them. They think that they're here for a party.
Oh my God. The poor lads are traumatized at that.
But they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. They just think, guys, this is awfully strange.
The idea of a period party is weird. Like,
I don't think it is.
It is. It's weird.
You got the only way to make people more comfortable with this kind of stuff is to normalize it.
I'm all for normalizing it, don't get me wrong, and I think it should be normalized, but like throwing parties about it.
Why not?
That's the last thing I want to do when I'm on a period. Not? I want to come home and get a hot shower into my PJs and lay down with a hot water jar. That's all I want to do when I get my period.
If we ever have a daughter, end of story, we're having a period party. You don't have to organize it. I'll do it. I'll organize it. I'm game for that. Me and whatever future daughter of mine, we're going to have the best period party ever. Okay? And there's going to be some young fella called Packy O'Connor who's going to be invited, and he's going to be like, this is a great party, Mr. O'Donovan. I've no clue what we're celebrating. Now I'm like, don't you worry, Packy boy.
You don't need to know.
Just enjoy your time. Just enjoy the time.
Oh, the poor fucker. Boys.
God bless puberty. I'm just glad we're over it.
Well, you're over it. Yeah, most of it.
Still
anyway.
Act like a 15-year-old.
Just going to say, like,
you know.
But parents out there, if you haven't had the chat about puberty,
Puberty and tentacles
with your kids, have it, because you're helping them.
And likewise,
you know what I
just
mean?
Send them
in
the first
school,
half of this podcast.
It could be kids going through puberty and your child doesn't understand what's going on. So it's good to let them know. It's not a nice conversation to have, but at the end of the day, just like the birds and the bees, the chat needs to happen.
Something that I did that was genius, right? And I encourage parents, if you don't want to have a direct chat about this, feel free to do something similar, right? When we talk about the like sexual reproduction and like fertilization, all that stuff in school, sometimes what I will do is I'll get a box where I'll then at the start of the lesson give everyone a blank piece of paper, and at the end of the lesson they all have the piece of paper put the piece of paper into the box. Whether they write something or not, doesn't matter, they all have to go to the box to put something in. The reason why is it gives kids an opportunity to write a question of something that they're wondering
curious
themselves
about.
They don't have to put a name to it, so it's all anonymous. and then put it in, and then I'll look through them myself. If I think it's the appropriate question, I'll answer in the next lesson, or I might put some answers up on like the Google Classroom.
Oh, that's a great idea.
If you're a parent, totally feel free to put like a little box in there and just let them put their own questions in.
That's actually a good
idea.
And
then you can always write the answer and then put it back in their bedroom. There doesn't have to be the physical conversation if you don't want to have the physical conversation.
Yeah.
It's a good starting way. But yeah. I would say definitely have the conversation. It's easier.
Yeah, you're better off just getting it out of the way at an early stage. I'm not saying start really, really early. But again, especially when it comes to girls, I can't stress this enough. Especially when it comes to girls, there's girls that go through the change so early before they even hit their teens, like from the age of 8 up. So please have the chat with your kids so they're well educated and they're prepared for it, that they're not freaking out, because there's freaking kids out there that have not had that talk and they don't know what puberty is and they don't know about the change, and they're all of a sudden they're getting hair in places and they're like I said, girls bleeding, and they're like, oh my god, I feel like they're dying.
Oh, that's actually something that's really common,
that
is
genuinely
that, like,
feel like they're dying.
Loads of girls that are really young that haven't had the explanation to them, whether it's in school or by parents or whatever, like they feel like they're dying.
Yeah.
Because they're like, why am I randomly bleeding? And everyone associates blood with death at that age.
Yeah.
So automatically you're like, oh, well, I'm about to pass out. Someone start planning my funeral.
Yeah.
Like, it is scary. Just so like, educate, just like, educate them.
This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That as a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
This is a D-Armor kit. Has been growing ridiculously. It's like taking over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for D-Armor kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about D-Armor, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
I know nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
And it's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
The D-Armor is not here to take part. They are here to
take over.
So
nice.
If you want to check out D-Armor kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armor.com. Go look at them, because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. Oh my God. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own
what
team.
What sport could we take? This is for another time.
Another time.
Back to the episode.
Let's go.
Let's move on to something less embarrassing, but still embarrassing. Things that you find embarrassing that happen to you that aren't technically embarrassing.
Well, yeah.
But you feel like they are.
So much I do that's embarrassing, but I probably think people are like, Chelsea, that's not embarrassing. That's just normal.
So what have you got? Have you got a list of things that you find embarrassing yourself that you
Well, it's personally stuff that, well, there's things out there that, I have a list of stuff, right? That people do, right? Right? That normal people do that they find embarrassing, but like us as people probably wouldn't find embarrassing, right? So the first one I have is walking back from your turn in bowling.
I love that though.
No, it's grand, but for some reason you kind of have that awkward thing that's like, everyone's like, say if you got a strike or something like that, everyone's like cheering you on, you're like, ah, thanks, and you're like, feel really awkward. You're like, right, go on, just take your turn.
Now if you're in my family, we got a video of dad before our bowling, and he's got like 3 or 4 pins left, knocks him down, and he does this like hilarious little celebration jump. Absolutely love
it. I've seen that video. That was a good video.
I put it up on TikTok.
Was some shot as well.
I put it over his sound, so it makes it look like he went raw. But yeah, I think my boy might post that on the story. Give dad a little bit of credit.
Dead right.
Give him that little bit of internet fame that he doesn't realize he likes.
Another one I have is getting up to throw something away in the middle of a meeting or class. Oh, that happened to me so many times in school. Like if I was going to throw something in the bin in school, or I go up and sharpen my pencil.
Standing
at the top of the class, and you feel eyes at the back of your head. You're like, oh my God, why is that so embarrassing?
I think this is where it's changed.
And I guess I'm paranoid. I'm like, is there something on me?
A load of kids now love just walking to the top of the class.
That's
just
taking
their time. And then watching everyone like creeps.
Yeah.
Just, hey guys, it's just me sharpening my pencil. How's the lesson going? Like weirdos.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a weird one, all right.
Like, sharpen your pencil or put whatever is in the bin. And go back to your seat and stop being creepy. Okay.
Another one I have is, this one. I relate to this one so much. The last few seconds of a Zoom call where everyone is trying to leave at the same time. And you're like, okay, bye. And then you're like, just trying to leave.
you're maintaining the same smiling face.
You're still looking at the camera and you're like looking for the
internally
meeting.
You're like, I need to get out of here.
Oh my god, that happens.
I don't want to
so
be the last
much.
One with the person who organized the meeting.
So no,
what's worse than that is being the first one in.
Yeah, and you're kind of waiting.
So you're
that's
there
like
with,
going live.
You're there with the organizer and you're just like, so how's your week going? Anything exciting going on? What did I do at the weekend? Oh, you went to Malaga. You went to Malaga for holidays. It was interesting.
It's so awkward.
Yeah. How's the wife and kids? Good, good, great. Yeah. Rory's playing rugby. Is he? Fair play. Under 14 now. God, he's getting big. Yeah, that's literally the routine I always go through. It's like, what do you do for the week? Weekend, holidays,
yeah, it's an awkward
family.
One, isn't it? It's just a...
And after that, if no one else has gone in, you have technical issues. Just shut the laptop down and run away. Because that's you run out of conversation.
Yeah, just run. It's easier. Another one is just standing there contemplating your existence while everyone sings happy birthday to you.
So awkward, isn't it?
Especially in a restaurant.
I don't know what the behaviour is.
It's so like, awkward. You're like,
29 years of my life on this earth and I still don't know what the appropriate reaction is.
You just smile. Smile and wave, boys.
I've
smile
seen people do like, they've done this, keep singing, because they're like, it's funny. And you're like, yeah, but it's not, like,
it's not
awkward. You just go,
do you know what's even awkwarder is working in the hospitality tray and you're the one bringing out the cake and you have to try and get people to start singing. Like, you're I used to hate that working in the hotel and you'd be like, come out and sing happy birthday with me. I'm like, I'm not singing happy birthday. I don't even know these people. Chelsea, don't make me sing on my own. So I'm there walking behind, singing happy birthday to this complete random person and you're there trying to start. None of the family members are singing with you.
No.
Hit.
Or.
You're like, you motherfuckers. You're meant to sing with.
Or there's that one relation that does it, but pretends that they don't know what their name is as well. Do you ever that one?
Yes.
So like, you'd be like, let's say, we'll take my sister, for example, to be like, happy birthday, dear. And everyone goes, Linda. And they go, Linda. Happy birthday to, and you're like, oh, or where they put in nicknames, or everyone doesn't know what, when, especially if everyone joins in and they're like, what the fuck is their name? Quickly, someone, what's her name?
Or you have someone people saying
Sinead,
like the
Sinead?
Name.
Sinead, it's Sinead's birthday.
You could have someone saying the name, and then you could be like, the kids being like, Mom. Yeah, it's just really awkward.
They need to find a way of solving that.
This one irks me. Watching a sex scene with your parents.
Oh, can you feel the awkwardness in the room?
Oh my God. That is an ick right there.
The only thing that I think is funnier than that, and I've yet to do it, and I'm glad that Mom and Dad probably aren't watching this podcast, because this is something I'm going to do. My sisters listen, so they know this is going to happen at some stage.
Hey, guys.
When that situation happens, obviously as a parent you feel a little bit awkward, as a kid you feel a little bit awkward, but as a parent you have more life experience,
yeah,
right? So you kind of get over it. I think as a kid you should try out awkward them
by doing what?
And be like, oh, that's a good position.
No
Jesus, he's going fairly fast now, isn't he?
Oh no, I'd be mortified.
Jesus, he won't maintain that pace. Jesus, he won't maintain, just start commenting on it.
Oh no, I'd be mortified. I'd be mortified.
Yeah, but then the parents would be feeling like, oh my God. And then they'd like leave the room. You're like, thank God for that.
But you know what's even worse is when it's not even your parent, it's you're watching it with someone else's parents. That's worse. That's worse. Like,
imagine if you're watching it with your boyfriend or girlfriend's family.
That's what I'm saying. That's like me sitting down and watching a film with you and your mom and dad, and a sex scene comes on. I've died. I would get up and walk out.
Me there later.
I get up and walk out. Like, not doing that. No way. Next one. This is me. You will laugh, and you will laugh at this one because I do this when we're together all the time. Walking up a hill and desperately trying to hide being out of breath. That is me.
You know you're living on a hill now when you move to Cork.
Tyke, when we're like out walking or something like that. Tyke, relax, turn around. You all right? I'm like, yeah.
I'm holding
the fact that I'm like.
I'm marching up the hill as if I'm going into battle. And I turn around, look 500 yards back with my binoculars and say, Chelsea, you all right there?
I'd be dying. dying.
She's getting her second lung transplanted in at that stage.
He just be sprinting up the hills and I am literally peeling myself up the hill.
I'm used to coastal living.
Yeah, well, I'm not. So just remember that. Remember that when I moved to Cork, that I'm from the Midlands.
The weeks will be spent you training on the coastal line.
I am from Flatland.
It's going to be like watching Hell Week, except it's going to be Hell Week relationship with Ty. That's what it's
going
to be.
So just relax yourself. If you have any ideas this summer of going and climbing all sorts of hills.
There's going to be a lot of cliffs.
Well, if you bring me up cliffs, just remember you're going to get a repeat.
I'm going to put her
on. You're
going
to get a repeat of last year. Do you want a repeat of last year?
I'm going to explain it to the people who are listening so they understand. And this is one, actually something very embarrassing for me, okay? I don't have a fear of heights. I have a fear of falling and a sudden splat that comes at the end, okay? Right? It's very important that that's recognised. Chelsea, being from the flat, doesn't understand the dangers of a large fall. She just recognises flat is flat, not flat is not flat. Yeah. Not recognising that anything more
than
10
so.
Foot of a drop can kill you. So she just loves the edges of stuff and like
walking
near them,
the
walking
lads.
Down
the
side of it, whatever. Like she just puts herself in immediate danger. Okay. So I introduced her to this thing called cliffs for the first time in our lives. Last summer, I was like, this is a cliff. They are dangerous. And Chelsea just goes, oh, cool. I'm going to just jump myself off the edge here.
That's a bit of an exaggeration.
I'm just going on an adventure to the edge.
I climbed down. I was curious. I wanted to get closer to the water, see the gorgeous view. He was too much of a chicken shit. He sat back and filmed me climbing out. I'm like, dude, you could see a perfectly view here from where I was standing.
I was like, all you're seeing is the ocean. It's there. It's there. I can see it from back here.
Right,
I don't need to see it from inside in the middle of the rocks on the bottom.
From the video, I will say it does look bad.
Because it is bad.
But from my point of view, relax yourself. From my point of view, it was not bad. Tig, he completely makes it look worse than what it is. It was not a big fall.
Anyway.
If I stood out further, yes, it was. But from where
I
was standing,
if she stood
fine.
Another 4 inches out, she would have been dead. Anyway, if you want to see that video, it is over on our Patreon. Feel free to go check it out. There's loads of other lovely content that is way wilder than what our main stuff
Lads,
is.
Lads, do you know what? I have a bone to pick with you. What are you at that you're not subscribed to Patreon?
You're missing out
get
on a whole
your crack.
Of stuff.
Get your shit together.
Get your crack.
I was going to say get your crack together, but it didn't sound right. Get your shit together. Get your shit together and get your asses over to Patreon and sign up. Right, you're getting 4 extra episodes a month. And the crack
while.
Is mighty over there.
We're
that's
cheaper
what
than
I was
Netflix.
Trying to say at start.
It is cheaper than Netflix.
It's cheaper than Netflix.
If more people subscribe, we would put out more content than Netflix there for you.
Telling you, you're okay? missing out.
You ain't going to get ads in between.
No ads.
Okay.
Nope.
You're not going to get, we will let you share with your family. I guess. We're not sharing with our family.
No,
they
we're not.
They're not hearing it.
No. Anyway. Our family, we love you, but we don't want you on the Patreon.
But go check it out. That video is there, and you can all agree with me that Chelsea's a lunatic.
And to the listeners that aren't our family, the fact that we've just said that we don't want our families listening to the Patreon will show you how wild it gets. Okay, so get yourselves over there.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it. Make your dreams come true.
Next one I have is... going on a first date and pretending to be surprised by everything as if you didn't already look up their life story on social media.
Did you do that to me beforehand?
I actually did. Sure, I knew yes. So no,
you
I didn't.
Knew most of me, yeah. Have you ever pretended to be into something that someone else likes just to try and impress them? You have. Look at you. You've been guilty heading you.
I'm laughing because I distinctly remember when we went on
our
first
date. Oh, I love
date.
Walking.
When we
oh, I love going on adventures and walking places.
When we went
100%.
On our first date. I actually remember saying that to Tig, being like, Tig was like, oh, I love being on the outdoors, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, me too.
And she's regretted it ever since.
I've literally ever worried
every time.
Ever since.
Every
He's
time we go somewhere,
everywhere.
She's like, do we have to go for this walk? And I'm like,
no.
Yeah.
I don't
I want to do this walk. You said you like walking. We're doing the walk.
Podcast disclaimer, right? I have no problem going on walks here, there, and everywhere. What I will not do is be dragged up a fucking hill. I just can't do it. I wasn't built like that. I mean, I'm built different.
She will be, but give her another year. Well, she's a year in Cork. She'd be built like a mountain goat.
Did you pretend to be like interested in anything when you met me?
No.
No, of course you didn't. Because you're fucking perfect. next one. When you try to move out of the way for someone, but then you move out of the way for you, and then you just end up going and doing a dancey dance around each other.
The tango.
So, like,
you go
sorry,
over and
sorry,
back.
Sorry. Fucking hate that. That happens all the time to me.
At some stage, I would love. Do you know what? The next person I see, I'm going to do this with. 100% I'm going to do this with. You go side, they go side, same side again. I'm going to just put my hands out, grab him for a dance, do a little spin or two or twirl or whatever, and then just let him on the merry way.
That's really awkward. Please don't do that. If someone did that to me,
it'll probably be a guy. I'm not going to lie, because I think lads would find that funny. They'd get a good laugh and they'd be like, da 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 da, hooah. See you later, pal. Take it easy.
Now, that is just some of the things that people do that they find embarrassing. But I'm going to hit you with some of my personal ones. Now, you have some of your personal ones as well, don't you?
I've got one or two.
Right. So I'll let you know mine. And you're probably like, Chelsea, that's completely stupid. But hear me out, right? This is my personal things that I do that I feel like is embarrassing when I do it. But you probably won't think so. So sneezing or blowing my nose in public. I fucking hate blowing my nose in public. Like, if I'm on work and I'm like, so like in work, we have like rooms that we work in and areas. So when I'm working in my area and I'm like, shit, I need to sneeze or I need to blow my nose, I will physically get off my chair and I'll go to the next room, like an empty room, and blow my nose and walk back in.
Really?
I feel like I'm being rude blowing my nose in front of people. I'll leave a room.
But you've got like really small.
The only person I blow my nose in front of is you.
Yeah.
I've no problem doing that. But like other people, I feel like it's just out of respect. Don't be rude. You know, if you need to like, you know, blow your nose, leave the room. Go and do it somewhere and then come back. To be fair, it's nasty, like, you know what I mean? It's not a nice thing, like. You hear someone snots coming out of their fucking nose.
Or is it just a natural thing?
It's a natural thing, but that's just one of my personal ones.
I love people. I don't know why I love people that are like this, but I love people. They're like, oh, I don't like attention. I don't like drama. And then they have the biggest sneezes of all time. They're like, there's a build up. Yeah.
What's with the fucking face?
The eyes are going into the back of the head. They're searching for the sneeze. That's what they're doing. And it's gone. And yeah. Everyone in the next 4 miles is like, Jesus, what just happened there?
Yeah, you kind of have. I have a really girly sneeze. This last one I have happens to everybody. Don't lie, because it does. When I push the door when it says pull.
You get that moment, you're like, oh.
Oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
Especially if someone catches you doing it.
I know, and I always get caught doing it.
You know, in your luck, you probably pushed and walked into the door and it's just rebounded and slapped you in the face.
It's so embarrassing when that happens. You're like, ground, open up, swallow me whole now. Hate it. What's your ones? You have some there.
I only really have one that I would consider embarrassing, and it's more of the like awkwardness attached to it. And it's always when you have to do that awkward little run when someone like is either holding a door open for you, or you're trying to cross the street and the car's waiting on the pedestrian crossing. Or that, like, you know, you're just like, oh, we need to pick up the pace and someone, and you just have to do that little awkward. I'm actually gonna demo it.
Go on.
So you can have a little bit of laugh, but it's all about it's like this. Oh, just hold it! Mind the door there, quick. 2 seconds, 2 seconds. Cheer, it's like, it's that,
it's
just that weird
little. To the people that watching the YouTube video, like, you're missing out. That was like the most cutest little shimmy you did there.
Yeah, it's, you know what it is like.
It's the hips we're going.
It's like the ladies who are power walking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. That is quite embarrassing, I will say that. When you're trying to, someone's holding the door.
Especially if you're really far away from the door. The pedestrian crossing, I can kind of get over because you're like,
that's different.
It's quick and it's short. They're always short. And the same, like, if you're like.
But if you see someone's far away, don't hold the door for them.
Yeah, there's like a zone, isn't there? Of
there's
too
a,
far away,
yes.
Acceptable. But in the middle, that middle zone, you're like,
you
are they moving?
Know.
You need to, like, what velocity are they traveling at?
Yeah, you don't know.
You're trying to do science in your head. By the time you finished out figuring out that they were too far away in the first place, they're now in the zone of safety, and you're like, oh crap, no, I
but
have
then
to
you
keep
feel
it
like
open.
Right, but then you feel like you're being rude. Then you feel like she's like, oh shit, they've saw me walk in now in front of them. Is it rude?
And
if
I close the door behind them.
Is it rude if I don't hold the door? So again, like what Tyke said, you're kind of like, you're judging whether you should hold it or not. I think if they're at a good distance away, don't hold the door. If they're, you know, near enough the door, yeah, hold the door. But if they're a good distance away and you're going to make them do that awkward little shimmy run that Tyke just did, don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's not worth it, lads.
I think pressure them.
Yeah, timing it out.
When you know they're too far away and you open it and you just go, man, motherfucker, let's go. Come on. Hup, hup, hup. Start drawing them in like cattle. Hup, hup now. Hup,
yo.
Hup, tuk, 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 tuk. And they go, hup, 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 hup. They start getting an old track going. Like horses.
It's not the worst. But we want to know, is there anything that you guys do personally that you find embarrassing or, you know, now find embarrassing that we wouldn't find embarrassing.
Find embarrassing, but
there
that's
technically not embarrassing. There was a few there that I do that a lot of people wouldn't find embarrassing. And they're not. Like, they're like sneezing, that's normal. Blowing your nose, that's normal. But that's just my personal thing I just get really awkward about. But is there anything that you guys do? Let us know, because we all have that, you know, one or two things that we do that we're like, I hope no one sees me doing this kind of thing. We all have that.
Yeah.
So let us know. So we are going to round things off with our new segment that we like to call again. It's a bop or a stop. Last week, who won last week? I think I won last week.
Yeah, we're 1-1 apiece now.
Whoop whoop. 1-1.
Have you got a song?
Of course I have a song. I always have
a
song.
We do this song. How? I need to figure out a song.
Lads, can look, this happened in season one. Can you now physically see who's always more prepared
for
recording?
I'm going to see what I've been reading. I'm going to go.
This lad is never prepared for recording.
I'm not going to pick out of like just a random song that I know is going to be good. I'm going to go onto my YouTube and see what have I recently been listening to.
That's not good enough, Tyke, now. You need to be more prepared. You need to be well more prepared.
I've got a few that actually I've listened to. Now, actually, I need to explain to people why we can't physically play the songs on the podcast, because we're still not fully sure what the story is with copyright.
Yeah, we kind of have to be careful. But yeah, we don't want to be getting in trouble, lads, in season two. You know what I mean? We need to do a little bit more research and find out more if we can actually play the physical song on the episodes. But hopefully we can soon enough.
And we can for sure put it on our Instagram story. So we are definitely going to be doing that.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to pick a song. I'm not going to try and win your... Well, I now know her song.
No, it's actually not that song. It's actually not. I didn't mean to play that song.
As I was saying, I'm not going to be basic and pick a song that I know is going to be like a song everyone will like. I'm going to pick one of like the random songs I've recently listened to.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not out here to try and people please. I'm here to tell you this is my choice of song that I think is a bop, and you can either agree or disagree. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not going to be basic like Chelsea. Yeah.
Dare you?
Right, do you want to go first? So,
yeah.
Ladies first. Let's hear even, what is your song of the week?
Oh, my song of the week is Bohemian Rhapsody by motherfucking Queen.
Ooh, good shout.
I know.
We're not even going to have to cut in a little
bit
of SpongeBob.
We don't even have to.
There.
No, we don't, because that is an absolute bop. And if anybody comes at me and tells me that it's not, you're wrong.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. That is a good one.
That
is a good one.
That is a great choice.
It's going to be a people pleaser.
And we were bopping out hard to that in the car last night.
Yeah, bopping away, nearly knocked my eyes out of me going into a roundabout. I'm going to go for one that I was reminded of recently, and I was like, oh, this is an absolute bona fide bop.
Go on.
And especially when you're in that mood at the weekend and you're just ready to go for a big party. Saturday Night by Wakefield.
I don't know if I know it.
You definitely know
it.
We're
going to cut really quick.
Right.
Because I don't know what the song is.
Back in 2 seconds.
Go.
5 minutes later.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack.
Di-di-da-da.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's an absolute tune.
It's a tune.
In fairness, it is. I actually forgot about that song.
I feel like we need to do that TikTok dance, or do a dance of that on TikTok, so that people can bring it back. Because those were the good days.
They were good days.
Everyone did that dance back in the day.
Yeah. But go over to our Instagram and vote which song you think is an absolute bonafide bop.
Do you want the old basic bop over here?
Or but do you
want
say
that Saturday,
about Queen?
Saturday Night Classic.
Queen Bohemian Rhapsody is not basic.
Come on. You know you want the Saturday
How
Night.
How dare you say that?
You know you
How
want it.
How dare you? How dare you? But go over and vote and let us know which one you think was an absolute bop and which one you think was an absolute ash top.
And while you're there, go check out our link tree in our bio, because it's got the link for our Patreon.
Yeah, man.
Go hit that follow button on there as
New
well.
New episodes Subscribe. Coming out every Monday.
Every
morning.
Monday, keeping you
the
going.
The crack is
Extra
mighty
videos,
over there, lads.
Extra
like
content.
I said, go and get your shit together, all right? Like I said, we're cheaper than Netflix.
And make sure as well, even if you don't want to subscribe to the Patreon, which is fair enough. I mean, you know, the economy is not in a great place. Fair enough. We understand. Share the podcast. Please share the
Tell
podcast.
All your family, your friends, your next door neighbor, your next door neighbor's dog. Tell everybody.
Tell everyone. Because we are on YouTube. We are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We were on the radio.
We were in the newspaper.
We were on the newspaper. Southern Star. Thanks very much for looking after us. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like a bad smell.
We are about 10 grand short of getting one of those planes that like travels along the sky with a banner.
Yeah.
Saying, check
also,
out this crowd.
Do
I would
know do what
that
we're
going
to throw out to you now, lads? Right, but we have you here. No, we're going to throw out. We're going to ask for your opinion and your advice and your input. Tig's looking at me going, what the fuck are you about to ask
She's
them?
Gone rogue, lads.
Just throwing it out there. But we are looking for studio suggestions.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, so yeah. This is the second last time that we're going to be in the log cabin.
This is our second last day to record in the cabin because I am moving to Cork next week. So
she's finally done it, lad. She's finally realized Cork is the best county.
So this is actually, that's actually made me quite sad. I've actually just had that realization. This is our,
if your
last
suggestion
time to record.
I swear to God, if you suggest to us that we need to get like fake wood as the background of the studio, I am going to lose it. I want something nice. I want something like,
yeah, no,
cool,
so
swag.
We've been looking up like designs and stuff like that for our studio. And we want your guys' input, what you think our studio should look like. So if you've got any suggestions, let us know. Okay. Yeah. We're not saying that I might actually do exactly what you send us, but ideas are always, we're on a budget here, lads. So if you've got any ideas for looks or decor for our studio, let us know.
And if you want to donate to help us put it together, we will also take those donations.
Listen, lads, we're all always open to donations, and frankly, we could use it. Like I said, we're living on a budget, right, here.
So far, we have a used microwave, a sofa from the 70s.
Oh.
I think there might actually be like an old throw that goes on top of it somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the accessories.
I think that's also come from the 70s, though, so that might not be great.
We can upgrade it with some new blankets.
We have a boxing bag.
Yep.
An old boxing bag. And I think we might have a doily.
Oh, wow.
But no table to put it on. So, like, we're doing well. It's
we're
chic.
We're doing all right. It's chic. We're setting the ambiance. You know what I mean?
Hipsterish. But do we want it to be like, not really?
Really. We want to be updated. You know what I'm saying? So, again, if you want to donate, lads, we would much appreciate it. We actually need to get a PayPal up.
Money, yeah. Donate money. Please don't be sending us your furniture from the 70s as well. Oh, my God.
If you would like to donate, we actually don't have a PayPal on our actual podcast page. Well, we both have PayPals on our private pages.
We'll probably put links. Do you know what? Oh my God, we could turn it into a competition. We'll put both of our PayPals on our one and see who gets the most.
Oh my God. That's actually a great idea.
Oh my God, that's what we'll do.
So if you would like to donate and help us in setting up our new studio in the new house, you can donate towards our personal PayPals in our personal social media account.
We're probably going to put our personal PayPals on the T's and C's pages as well, so you can actually find them in our link tree.
Yep.
And you'll get all the information you need from there. Yep. But guys, we're going to end the episode at that point.
It's been a mosh, lads. It's like been a long one. Just remember this background. This is going to be the second last time you see this background. We have got one more recording session tomorrow in the cabin. I'm feeling very emotional about this right now. And you won't ever see the cabin again. So, yeah. It's been real. Have an amazing weekend. And we will see you guys next week.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Gluck.